You gotta give Boston College a lot of credit. You know, I had some really good, obviously that last play in particular, some excellent execution down the stretch. It's difficult in this league to be successful if you allow a team to shoot 59% from the field in a half. Obviously, in Hanlon, you have the premier guard in this conference, and you know he made a couple big shots. That was a big three he hit, and obviously the layup at the end. But overall, over a 38-minute stretch, you know, we did a pretty good job on it. We made him earn everything, forced him into six turnovers. But you know, he's got the ball in his hands so much, he just made some crucial plays down the stretch. And unfortunately, our defense wasn't up to the task that it needed to be in the second half. I thought we did some things, talked about some things at halftime regarding some offensive stuff in terms of getting the ball to the basket a little more, getting the ball inside and then outside, and being ready to shoot on that reversal. And I thought we were much better offensively in the second half, and much more aggressive in terms of, you know, getting fouled and different things like that. So, but on, you know, in this league, it's going to be tough to win a game that comes down to the stretch when you let 59% from the field in on defense. So you give them credit because they got to make the, they still got to make the shots. And I think that hurt with our foul trouble a little bit with our big guys. We didn't have the protection and the wall around the basket that we normally do. You know, we had to go obviously very small because of the foul trouble with Robert at the five and Q at the four.
Going into this game, you relied on your three post guys to do a lot of the scoring. Of course, today, that foul trouble led to a total of 8 points between the three. It was hard to win when that happened.
Right, I mean, 18 minutes, 19 minutes, and 16 minutes. And that was primarily due to the foul trouble. You know, so you know, it's. I thought in the second half we got the ball to DeMarco a couple times. You know, and you know, we just need to at times have a little more poise in terms of getting the ball in there. You know, either they score or, you know, again they did a better job today. You know, DeMarco and Robert did of taking care of the basketball. You know, only one turnover between the two of them, and I think DeMarco's turnover was that offensive foul that they called, you know, on the screen. You know, so it wasn't those that you don't mind. It's the live ball turnovers that, you know, really hurt you. But, yeah, their inability to get on track a little bit offensively due to the foul trouble was, I thought, a big key. You know, had tough games and so forth, but you know, again, it sometimes it's even harder to not only conceptualize but also communicate about, just due to the fact that the frustration is even greater because you're right there. This one not as much as some of the other ones where I thought we played better. And I think we played, and when I say that, I mean that in with respect to Boston College. I thought they forced us into some sloppiness and lack of concentration on some key defensive, you know, coverages and so forth. But, you know, to tell the guys, we're in this room, we're got ourselves into this, and we got to get ourselves out of it. You know, we got to keep fighting again. You know, you can question sometimes the decision making, but you know, obviously I thought in that first half we struggled offensively, but we got every 50-50 ball that was out there. We had great effort, great energy, and sometimes right now we're just not getting a lot out of that. You know, We have the open court basket where we miss the layup. You know, we have a couple, three or four of those in the game where we make a great effort play, great hustle play, and we just get nothing out of it. And I would say more so than the wins and losses, that's the first time I've ever seen that, you know, happen in 6 out of 7 games. Because that storyline, you can look at 3 or 4 key plays in each and every game where we did something really well and then just didn't get anything out of it. And in this league, you have to do that.
When you have that kind of trend going, do you worry about your players having the confidence when it's in the clutch to break through?
Oh, yeah. You know, because, you know, they're kids, and, you know, so we're resilient, and we keep bouncing back, and we'll watch the film tonight and start getting ready for practice tomorrow and be excited about practice, but they don't have the experience and the you know, just that to be able to maybe understand that you got to bounce back because you don't have really any other choice. But I think you saw again tonight, you know, at times not great, but, you know, this team has done a good job of going back, bouncing back, and you know, it's not necessarily sometimes how hard to hit, but how hard of a hit you can take and get back up. And I think our guys have done a pretty good job of that.
On the offensive end, Boston College did a good job of rubbing to set up Hanlon to get him free. He gets that one step, and he's really hard to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought DeMarco did a tremendous job on that. You know, we call it a hanky. It's a handoff. You know, and he did a really good job of walling him up off that. And unfortunately, you know, he only got to play 19 minutes. You know, and we weren't as good on that coverage when he wasn't out there, as he's so big. You know, and that, you know, Allen's a good player, so he was able to get him a couple times on that as well. But I thought we got more stretched out and we struggled to defend a lot more when DeMarco wasn't out there.